You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The 51st International Eucharistic Congress is taking place in Cebu in the Philippines, drawing thousands of delegates from around the globe to reflect on the central role of the Eucharist in the life of the Church. One of Saturday's presenters at the event was Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, whose theme was The Eucharist and Mary. In it, he returned to the theology of suffering, giving moving examples, including a priest celebrating Mass on his deathbed, and a dying girl telling her father to ask the priest to speak her name into the chalice during the sacrifice of the Mass. Cardinal Dolan spoke to the head of Vatican Radio's English section, Sean Patrick Lovett, about the importance of the theology of suffering and the Eucharist.
Cardinal Dolan, the first thing that struck me about your beautiful presentation this morning, The Eucharist and Mary, was your return to the theology of suffering with those very moving examples, the priest celebrating Mass on his deathbed, the dying girl's father asking you to put her name metaphorically in the chalice during the sacrifice of the Mass. So beautiful, but why is it that so many Catholics have problems with the theology of suffering?
I wonder, Sean, and we can't lose that. John Paul II used to speak about redemptive suffering. For me, it's because when I get around, when I was a parish priest, now that I'm a bishop, so many people will pour out their heart and soul and tell me about their suffering. You might not know what to look at them. It's not like they're on crutches. It's not like they're in a wheelchair. Sometimes they are. But sometimes it's emotional suffering. Sometimes it's spiritual suffering. They're just eaten alive with worry. And what are you going to do? What it's like the people that ran up to Jesus. They just wanted to touch him. They wanted to pour out their heart and soul. That's what we mean by a savior, right? We have certain things we need saving from, okay? And one of the things we need saving from is our worries, our sufferings, our sorrows. I never met a person that didn't have them. But today we tend, Sean, to try to deny that. We almost tend to say, I don't need a savior. I can do it by myself. Well, darn it, if we don't need a savior, we're the saddest of people. And I don't know about you, but I sure need one. And the people that I meet need one. And we got to show them the Savior. Why do you think? Is it because we're afraid that people will think we're kind of negative or depressed or that we're down on humanity or creation? Are you kidding? We're the ones that exalt creation. We're the ones that know the dignity and the beauty of the human person. But we also know the suffering there. We know the dark side. We know that unredeemed side. And that's where faith and religion, that's where the Savior comes in. And that's what the Mass is all about. When I look out at St. Patrick's Cathedral, I try every morning at 7 a.m. to say Mass at St. Patrick's. We have a couple hundred people there. Some of these are movers and shakers, okay? When I look out there, I know them well enough now that I know every one of them has a special intention. I know every one of them is eaten up inside with something bothering them. I know every one of them has something they're worried about or someone they're worried about. And what do? Where else are they going to go? Are they going to go to a bar? Are they going to go to a psychiatrist? Not bad. I guess some of them do. But that's why they come to Mass, because they know they're close to Jesus on the cross there. We can't lose that.
The other thing that I couldn't help noticing was your insistence on examples from the nuns making cribs and cradles in their prison cells to Thomas Merton, Elizabeth Ann Seton.
But you know, Sean, that's what something like this Eucharistic Congress here in Cebu is all about. It's the power of other people. It's the power of example. It's the power of seeing them trying their best to live their faith. That's what we're all about. And I think that's part of the genius of Catholicism. We're not in this alone. That's really something important for us in the United States, because the Calvinist Puritan ethic would be that it's God and me. It's between Jesus and me. Maybe every once in a while I might need other people, but most of all it's very personal. We Catholics tend to believe, it's our faith is personal, but it is received and lived out together in a community with other people that we call the church. And that's where examples come in. That's what the communion of saints, right? Good examples for us.
That was Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, speaking to the head of Vatican Radio's English section, Sean Patrick Lovett.